going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Rationale and a plan here. Why are they not explaining it to the very people who help drive the markets?
I am not sure that the White House would agree with you that the best surrogates for the president's economic plans would be major Wall Street CEOs, hedge fund CEOs.
They're the ones who the markets listen to, and that's why the markets are so volatile.
His entire campaign, his entire reason for being in politics, at least economically, has been, I'm fighting for the American working class.
Well, the American working class is also having a problem trying to pay for things right now.
So as a communications person, I mean, surely you would know that somebody who's out here fighting for the working class wouldn't send CEOs from Wall Street out to explain to working class Americans, like, don't worry, it's all going
to
be okay.
Okay, that's maybe the, he that's should the, go talk to the small business
institutions
owners
are in the mess
Casey's
they're in.
Neighborhood.
Thank you, Scott Jennings, who thinks that maybe Donald Trump should get some of these hedge fund managers to go out and explain why tariffs are a good idea. Donald Trump's not working for the hedge fund managers, I think is the point Scott Jennings is trying to get through to this lady. Why would he have them go out? They're never going to do what's in the best interest of the working man and woman. Until these tariffs are leveled, that's never going to happen. So good for Scott Jennings setting them straight again. This is a problem we're going to hear over and over and over again. You know, I got into it with somebody on social media yesterday, an old coworker from Greenville, South Carolina, who believes that Donald Trump is challenging the independence of the Federal Reserve, and this is unheard of, and how could he dare to do this? And I'm like, Michael, grow up. The Federal Reserve has always been political since its inception in the early 1900s. It's been a political animal since then, except then it involved the Rothschilds and the Vanderbilts and all the richest people in the country who wanted to control the banking system. That's how it got put in effect in the first place, in my opinion. So I think that that's not the people you're going to go to defend fair trade. Just my two cents on it. Let's get to our friend Taylor Riggs, co-anchor of The Big Money Show on Fox Business. Taylor, good morning to you.
Good morning. Thanks for having me, as always.
I was talking about the fact that the president had to clarify that he's not going to fire Jay Powell. And although he still probably thinks he should go, he's not going to fire him. And for some reason, that simple clarification, is that what caused the market to bounce back up yesterday?
Yeah, you know, I think it's one third of the reason, right? Because you also had Scott Bessent talking a lot about trade negotiations with China. You have the White House saying that they're making more progress on deals. But I think you're absolutely right that the other third of that is a little bit of a relief in the market about just the way that we view Federal Reserve independence. Presidents have historically always had conversations with the Fed president. There's always been a back and forth. But I think the market was a little bit more nervous about the constant public pressuring of, yes, I don't like him. I want him to cut rates. Please step down or I'm going to fire you. And so I think absolutely just clarifying he's not going to fire him. Jay Powell's term is up in May of 2026 anyway. He only has a year left. And so I think a lot of people are thinking, you know, not that it would be a constitutional crisis by any means, but a little bit of an issue that we don't need another reason to sell off. We have enough going on. So this gave, I think, the markets just a little bit of a breather of like, okay, great. You know, the Federal Reserve can remain independent. And then that doesn't mean that they still can't have conversations and the president can continue to tell Jay Powell how he feels about interest rates. But Jay Powell and the rest of the Federal Reserve can continue to do what they think is best for the economy.
Can I make a quick point here? Isn't it a little bit deceptive of these folks to claim that the Federal Reserve never plays politics? Because yes. Janet Yellen left the Federal Reserve and became a very partisan player in the Biden administration. So she's clearly left of center, and she was the last person to run the Fed. I think politics has long played a role in how they operate the Fed.
So you're right. I mean, Janet Yellen became Treasury Secretary, right? I mean, unbelievable. But I think this speaks more to how the market just wanted to know that there wasn't going to be an upending of who is the Fed chairman at this moment.
Okay.
I agree with you that, you know, a lot of people, I think Republicans would say cutting interest rates a month before the election, that feels political to me, or trying to juice the economy as we all go to the polls. And then now all of a sudden you're not cutting rates after he's elected, which people would argue, you know, if you're keeping rates restrictive, you're pulling back on the economy. So I totally hear you in terms of the way people look at the Fed as being like, well, hello, they have been political. But I think the market just wanted a guarantee that he wasn't going to come and outright fire the chairman of the Federal Reserve, and to at least just maintain status quo so that we wouldn't have to go through another legal battle of, is this even allowed by the president of the United States, or is this much more under the authority of Congress? But I totally hear you in that people have looked at the Federal Reserve and said, honestly, you guys have gone a little bit more political anyways.
How important is it, do you think, for the Fed to cut interest rates? Because right, that's what Trump is asking. And you hear a lot of these financial analysts who are saying, well, you know, we're headed for another recession and all these things.
Yeah, I do not envy the job of anyone on the board right now. Here's the problem. So we heard from Jay Powell last month that, you know, a tariff is effectively a one-time step up in price. It is not that ongoing inflation that we had in the last 4 years under Biden, where it was like 20% cumulative price increases in 4 years. This would be a one-time step up. A tariff is just that. That being said, people still aren't sure what the inflationary impacts would be. So if you are worried about higher inflation or higher prices, you don't want to cut interest rates. But if the economy is slowing, then you do want to cut interest rates. And the Fed has a dual mandate. They are required by Congress to look at both price stability, which is inflation, and maximum employment, which is the economy. So they're really stuck right now. That's why I have some analysts saying zero rate cuts. Another analyst are like five rate cuts, because I think depend on how you're looking at the economy versus how you're viewing inflation right now.
Yeah.
Is a very different point. I think the Fed has said we're really much more worried about inflation right now, and we want to keep rates where they are to make sure that we don't have a massive increase in inflation again. But if people really start to slow down in the economy, they're going to have to move.
This is the quandary. We're talking to Taylor Riggs from the Fox Business Network. Of course, I get I'm always looking at trucks. So I get an ad on Facebook yesterday from Ford, right, telling me that you can get employee pricing right now on a brand new Ford F-250, you know, pickup truck. And I look at the details of it, and sure enough, I'm sure it's a fair price for their product because it's employee pricing. The interest rate is 9% for 60 months. So until they bring those interest rates down, how can they claim they're doing anything to help the economy?
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's. So thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code MAN at checkout. That's harrys.com, code MAN. Enjoy!
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
That's a great point.
I just don't get it.
So you've had a lot of these car companies saying we're going to do the employee pricing so that you are confident that either because of tariffs or inflation, your price of the truck will not go up. I commend them for doing that. They absolutely should. But I think you're right. I mean, here's the only trick in all of this. When the Federal Reserve cut rates, rates jumped higher.
They did.
Because the bond market looked at the Federal Reserve and said, I don't believe you. I'm revolting. I'm worried about our deficit problem, which is why we have Doge. Because the higher the rates go, that's me demanding that the government pay me more to take on what I now view as a riskier, they're a riskier borrower. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to lend them my money for 3-4% anymore. I'm requiring 4.5 to 5 because I don't know if you guys are going to be able to pay me back because we have such a debt and a deficit problem. So the Federal Reserve can control front short interest rates, a 3-month, a 1-year, a 2-year. But when they could do that, you still have the bond market saying, absolutely not. We don't believe you. That's where the Federal Reserve has, they have some tools, which, you know, I don't want to get too wonky on your program, they could do to bring those rates down. They utilized those in 2008 to help mortgages.
Right.
But barring like a massive mortgage crisis, I don't think they want to go back and do that because this is the bond market and capitalism telling them, you're going to blink first. It's not going to be me. And that's the problem with an auto rate at 9%. That is baked into how we are all viewing our debt and our deficit problem.
It's scary and complicated. It really is. Taylor, we appreciate your common sense explanation of all that. Thank you.
Always. My pleasure.
Yeah, we'll be listening. The Big Money Show on the Fox Business Network every day from noon. I think they're on from noon to 2 now. I think they just expanded to 2 hours. I couldn't believe it when I looked down at that rate. I'm like, I had to look at it twice. I'm like, does that say 9% on an auto loan? The payment on this truck was like 800 and $18 a month or something.
Oh my gosh.
It was probably as much as my first mortgage payment. I mean, it was just crazy.
Well, not that this is what I should be focusing on, but plan to get more ads for trucks, considering you're talking about it right
now
and your phone is listening.
They'll all pop up on my phone.
And all of
sure.
you guys who get the same ads, you can thank Mark Cox.
That's true. Hey, by the way, we are going to, I talked about this early in the show. I haven't talked about it since then, if you're just joining us. Something I discovered yesterday about what Social Security is doing right now and this bill that Biden signed to eliminate the windfall elimination provision. So we're going to talk about that when we come back here in just a minute. Stay tuned.
Like most car buyers, you want to get the most for your money. That's why more Mazda buyers choose Ramsey Mazda. Get impressive offers on a new Mazda CX-30 or a Mazda CX-5 starting at just $29,276. Over 1,000 new Mazda vehicles to choose from. Visit RamseyMazda.com. Get the most for your money at Ramsey Mazda. Choose wisely. Choose Ramsey Mazda.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
One night, one goal. Stop suicide. On June 21st, New York City will host the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention's milestone 30th Out of the Darkness Overnight Walk. Over the last 20 years, people have described the overnight as one of the most powerful experiences of their lives. Now is the perfect time to join us as people from all over the country come together to stop suicide. Walk over 16 miles from dusk till dawn to raise much-needed funds for this important cause. You'll form lasting friendships, experience healing and love, and bring hope to those affected by suicide. Be a part of this life-changing event. The American Foundation for Suicide Prevention's Out of the Darkness Overnight Walk. June 21st. Register now at theovernight.org or call 888-THE-OVERNIGHT. That's 888-843-6837.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The revolution redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because, like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.